This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No, it's a figure of speech. Well, when the left actually goes out and engages in blood on the streets and burns buildings down and kills people, well, Kamala Harris bails them out, because then that's reasonable to do. We're in the middle of a globalist communist takeover in this country. We've got an amazing OAN reporter who I really think is one of the most hardcore, truthful people out there joining us next segment. But I wanted to air this special report. The wheels are coming off the globalist tyranny.
In the capital city of Ottawa, thousands of truckers and others have fogged the city streets for more than 10 days. Ottawa's mayor has now declared a state of emergency.
I'm outlining three steps that I believe Doug Ford should be taking right now urgently. I think that we need to declare a provincial state of emergency. This is how serious the situation is.
The wheels are absolutely coming off of everything they're doing. John Hopkins, which is a very diverse scientific group and is the preeminent planner for the Rockefeller Foundation of the COVID attacks.
The mission of the Pandemic Emergency Board is to provide recommendations to deal with the major global challenges arising in response to an unfolding pandemic. The board is comprised of highly experienced leaders from business, public health, and civil society.
We could be looking at double the number of cases in 1 week and 16 times as many in a month if we are not able to stop the spread.
There are pockets and significant pockets of the country where vaccines aren't happening because of those, you know, the anti-vaxxers or whatever you want to call them, who have made significant headway and trying to convince parents they shouldn't vaccinate children. Do you get mad about it?
No, I push for it. I wouldn't say I get angry, but I'm really impatient that we're not moving as fast as I'd like.
The subsequent lies and fraud is now covering its ass by the very working group that was heavily involved with Bill Gates planning all this, coming out in a 60-plus page report saying lockdowns are a fraud and have killed more people than the virus, and that the economic destruction of it is going to starve hundreds of millions of people to death, which is true. Reuters has come out and endorsed ivermectin and its incredible antiviral properties. Covering your little dirty asses, aren't you? The head of Reuters on the board of Pfizer and his quarterback to censorship. Jeff Zucker, the America-hating AT&T hatchet man for this country, has now resigned, and they always use the fall on the sword excuse of, oh, because he was having a relationship that was inappropriate with somebody that worked there. Yeah, the big crime is men and women having sex, and God forbid any children come along. It wasn't lying. It wasn't infiltrating groups. It wasn't overseeing the persecution of millions of people that CNN would covertly and overtly target and have deplatformed.
Jeff Zucker's departure was shocking to the staff of CNN. But the people who say we're lacking journalism, that we've become an all-talk channel, that we've run off and we're all opinions all the time, that Jeff Zucker led us astray, those people aren't watching CNN. They're not watching CNN. They're watching complaints about CNN on other channels that don't know what they're talking about.
Joe Rogan's irresponsible. He took horse maggot medicine the other day. Now tell me, sir. And don't tell me anything other than this. Should there be a war? Yes, there should be a war. Interview's done. I'd like to see you do that, Joe Rogan.
Which sounds great, but not all opinions are created equal.
The crime's not defunding the police. The crime's not opening up the violent people out of the prisons and having fivefold homicide and carjacking numbers explode in blue cities, a doubling nationwide on average. The wheels are coming off. The House of Cards is collapsing. The New World Order is in deep, 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 deep trouble. They knew their system was going down. You better know these people aren't going to give up. And they're going to stage false flags and blame it on people. and they're going to go blow up and shoot up black churches, and they're going to start a war with Russia. And they're going to try to gut our economy as fast as they can because they know they're going down, and they want to take us down with them.
For only 72 hours, our groundbreaking course that helps you break free of the globalist mind control matrix, Reset Wars, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, is 50% off at ResetWars.com. There has been massive, unprecedented censorship at every level to block this information. The enemy knows it's powerful and wants to keep you in a psychological, spiritual prison. This gives you the tools to break out of that system. This points out the tools that God created and has already given you, but that most people forgot or never discovered. ResetWars.com right now has this course, 7 hours long, for 50% off. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. This is the most important information I've ever put out, and it's available exclusively at ResetWars.com for 50% off for 72 hours. ResetWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. It's hour number two. Wednesday, February 9th, 2022. Pearson Sharp with OAN is about to join us live.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Of the COVID conspiracy theory. Convoys of outraged truck drivers are sending a message loud and clear to cowardly leaders all over the world, from Canada to Australia and even here in the U.S. And that message is simple. Back off or else. We the people will not tolerate this oppression any longer. Enough of seeing our children die after being forced to take this same poisonous drug that's making big pharma companies like Pfizer and Moderna over $100 billion a year. Since the armed forces rolled out the vaccine, in 1 year, cancer rates are up 300% among military members. But that's not all. Infertility is skyrocketing as well, up 500% in women, along with miscarriages, which are up another 300%. This is a pandemic of the ignorant, and it's killing our country. So, for all you progressives and Democrats and radical leftists out there, do us all a favor, please, and go get vaccinated. In fact, don't stop there. Get double vaccinated, and be sure to get all your boosters, all three or four of them. Why stop there? If more is better, get 5, 6, get 10 boosters. All the rest of us sane, freedom-loving Americans are counting on you to get your injections. The survival of our country depends on it. For One America News, I'm Pearson Sharp.
All right, folks, we're excited to have him on. I mean, every day when he does his analysis, it's amazing. That's just a small portion of it. You can find him on Twitter and on Getter at Pearson Sharp. And we really appreciate him joining us today. We have a Syrian girl who actually worked for Pfizer as a major whistleblower coming on and joining us from Australia in the next hour as well. Pearson, great to have you. We're all huge fans of you here.
Alex, thank you very much. It is really an honor to be on here. You're one of the few truth tellers in our country right now, and it's a real pleasure to speak with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, brother. What is it like being at OAN, seeing it explode in popularity, seeing the censors come after it? Out of all the great people there, and I mean, I watch it hours a day. We have it on here at the office, all over the building. We don't have Fox on anymore, other than Tucker Carlson occasionally. What is it like to see your platform explode, people hungry for the truth, and what is it like to, I think, be the most hardcore person over at OAN?
Well, it's very interesting because, I mean, it is exploding, and I'm sure, as you know, like you've experienced yourself, when you start telling the truth, when you start presenting evidence and facts and information that, you know, goes against the narrative, goes against what, you know, Big Pharma and Washington are putting out, they come down on you like a ton of bricks. And OAN, we have tons of support. The viewer emails that we get just pour in over the country. We even get emails from overseas, from Mexico, from Australia, from New Zealand, all these other places where they're trying to clamp down on their freedoms as well. We get your emails from everywhere, people giving us their support. But when you turn on the mainstream media, or if you Google search, you know, OAN, that is not the impression that you would get. It would appear that, you know, we are the most extreme right-wing Nazi propaganda that ever existed since Goebbels. And that's the message they're trying to promote. So we're sitting here and we're just giving the truth, you know. We're finding these facts. We're presenting it. We're talking to real live doctors. We're going to their hospitals. We're talking to the patients who survived this pandemic thanks to their care, not the vaccine, not, you know, avoiding early treatment, doing all the things they're supposed to do. And we are being presented as, you know, the worst misinformation possible, when nothing could be further from the truth. So it's been fascinating to watch all this happen. It's like living in two realities, one where the truth exists and you're just reporting it, and another, this twisted world where they're distorting the information and trying to present this false narrative and make that the truth instead. It's absolutely fascinating.
Well, what's amazing is I've watched OAN since it started many years ago, and always did a great job, but just get bigger and stronger and more reporters. And if I had any criticism, it is that you guys show both sides, when sometimes we know the other side has already been proven to be liars, they're frauds, but you guys will still show what they have to say. But I guess in the aggregate, I guess that's the fairest thing to do. But I just love the fact when I watch your reports, because I've already researched the stuff, I know you're not lying about it. You just hammer, one point after the other. It's just devastating.
Well, you have to. You get to a point where I'm absolutely fed up with watching the destruction of my country. You are pushed into a corner, and you've tried to be fair, and you've tried to give the benefit of the doubt to the other side, and you've tried to let everybody have their say, but enough is enough. And there's just a point where you have to push back and say, we've had it, and this is how it is, and we're not going to let you get away with this anymore, because you are literally destroying our country. I just had a daughter last month, my first child, and I'm very afraid for the world that she's going to be growing up in. And so when I'm doing these reports, when I'm investigating this stuff, that's part of what's on my mind, is thinking about, I'm trying to make this a safer place for my child. And I know there's a lot of other Americans out there who have kids who are scared about this as well. And, you know, I've never worn a mask throughout this. I, having researched it and looked into it before, it doesn't work the way they say it. That's not what masks are for. And so at this point, it's a sign of submission. And thinking about it, looking ahead, my daughter will never wear a mask. I don't want her to grow up in a country where that's what's required. We'll never show that sign of submission to this authority, this false authority that they're trying to impose on us. And it's the same with the vaccines. We're not going to do the COVID vaccines on her because they don't work. They don't work, Alex. You know this. We all know this. But we've got to put that out there and let people know what's happening. Otherwise, you know, it's going to be imposed. It is going to be, you know, COVID-1984, and we've got to stop that.
You're absolutely right. And, of course, you have the same views as I do on this crazy world. You've written a book, The Sovereign, available on Amazon.com. You're working on the next three books in the series and plotting your escape with your family from the big city to a little cabin in the woods. Brother, that is exactly where we all want to go, away from the New World Order. I want to get into COVID and the lies and what's coming out and where you see things going and the big stories you're working on when we come back. But first off, for Pearson Sharp at OAN, gut level, why do you think it is the people that worship power in Hollywood or worship power in D.C. or New York, they think we're like them? They think we're trying to overthrow them to get their positions of power, when they don't understand we just want away from them. We're only involved in politics to get them off our backs.
We want to be left alone. That is the biggest thing. I think people like you, people like me, most Americans, we just want to be left alone. Do whatever crazy stuff you want to do. That's fine, but leave us the hell alone. My wife and I have been talking, you know, we're stuck in San Diego right now, you know, the California, and we'd love to get to a freer state. But in the meantime, we've got to fight back. And these people, it is a power trip for them. It doesn't matter that we want to be left alone. They can't stand that. The government, I think all government, hate independent, self-sufficient citizens because they can't control them. One of my biggest I don't know, I can't really call it a hobby, but one of my biggest passions and interests is what's happening in Tibet. I don't know why. I've just been always fascinated by Tibet and the culture and the history. And watching what China has done to them, you see that reflected, starting to be reflected here in the United States. And that's terrifying because there are nomads in Tibet that just wandered the plains. They have for thousands of years, and they hurt nobody. They're out minding their business, you know, just living their nomadic lifestyle. And the Chinese goon squads go out and round them up from the countryside and force them to live in poverty in the cities. And I think that's what the goal is here. They're trying to put all of us into these cities. They're trying to put all of us where they can keep an eye on us. They're trying to just clamp down on all of our freedoms, and it's never been about leaving us alone.
That's right. It's all about the Borg, because they farm us. Big government, big corporations farm us, and so they can't expand their money, their power, unless we submit to them. It has a name. It's called slavery. We're going to come back and go wherever Pearson Sharp wants to go. In fact, he's got another one of those badass monologues that's right up there with Tucker Carlson. We'll let him just take the show over here today. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hardcore interviewers, analyst, but his opening monologues, like Tucker Carlson does, is right up there at the top. Pearson Sharp is here. Pearson, you're an investigative journalist for One America News, but you're a really interesting fellow. We want to know about you. You cover international conflicts and does on-the-ground reporting around the world, from migration crisis to Sweden to the war in Syria. And you're an author and a father and a husband. Spend a few minutes on you to introduce yourself to the audience, because you never talk about yourself on air. And then we want to drill into the wheels coming off with the whole COVID narrative and suddenly, oh, you don't need masks, you don't need shots. I think they really realized they woke up the sleeping giant and pissed us off and want us to go back to sleep. But first, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I hope they realize that. I hope it's not too late. So for me, I was raised in Ohio, grew up in Ohio, little country kid, and I came to the big city after a few years, traveled around the world. I lived in China for a year, which probably shaped a lot of my worldviews more than just about anything. And I can talk about that later, but it's definitely been one of the biggest warning signs to me as an American, having experienced what is happening over there. Personally, I'm not a hardcore news junkie. You know, I come to work and I'm passionate about this, but when I go home, you know, I hang out with my wife and we watch old Star Trek reruns, Next Generation, and just, you know, we're both kind of nerds. And but we both feel passionate about this, and I think it's important that people do this, that people talk about what's happening, because if we don't, you know, we're going to lose it. One of the biggest events in my life as a journalist, I think, was when I went to Syria, and the situation over there, I think, has a lot of ramifications and implications for what we're seeing today in Russia and in Ukraine and pretty much anywhere in the world the U.S. is involved. Talking about proxy wars, but also talking about media misinformation. And what I mean by that is, when I went to Syria, I was actually talking to the people who lived there, talking to the residents, talking to the citizens in the city where they say the gas attack happened. And everybody I talked to said it didn't happen. And I was there with a couple of other news agencies. Reuters was the one that comes to my mind. And there was a woman there from Reuters, and she talked to the exact same people that I talked to. I watched her as we went around in the alleged bomb zone, the crime area. And when we got back to our trucks, you know, she had a van there where she was broadcasting back to Reuters, and I could hear her dictating. And after talking to the same people that I talked to who said nothing happened, she went on to give this about 5-minute explanation to her producer, whoever, about how the citizens there were just terrified and the gas had been overwhelming and that, you know, Assad was going to kill them. And it was a breathtaking spectacle to see how these people were surviving this terrible tragedy of what he had done to them. I'm just, my mind was blown. How is this happening? And you realize that they're not reporting the news. I mean, we all know that. But then when you actually see it happening right in front of you, it's astonishing the levels that they will go to try and conceal and cover up and inveigle the truth.
And by the way, why don't you recap that? Because I remember several times they said that Assad launched nerve gas, but then the jihadis couldn't help themselves. They wanted the money they'd get from showing they'd launched it. So they were putting videos out bragging they'd launched it. And then the blue helmets and the white helmets, the rest of them, got caught staging events, and the little kids that didn't really die went on TV. These were confirmed false flags. But you were there behind the curtain when it was going on before it even got pulled back.
Right. And, yeah, those kids said that they were offered candy to, you know, go on and talk about this. And I talked to the doctors in the hospitals who were down there, and they said, yeah, we didn't see anything. There was a normal day. No issues. People came in. The white helmets and the terrorists rushed in and said that they were finding this, you know, gas attack. These people were hurt, but they didn't see any injuries. And these are the doctors that I was talking to. So, yeah, it was a false flag, and these terrorists were putting that message out there so that not necessarily so that they could get money, although they were getting, I think, $500 million. Rand Paul even talked about that from the CIA every year in weapons and arms and all that kind of stuff. But they were doing it to escape the country because Assad had them cornered. And so I feel like that's, you know, I'm not in Ukraine. I'm not in Russia right now. But after having seen that, you start to see telltale signs that we're over there meddling again. And that's what we do. We have bases all over that area. We have bases in the Black Sea. We have ships. We have weapons and vehicles and everything over there. And Russia is the antagonist somehow. So, I mean, if you flipped it around, if Russia had bases in Mexico and Tijuana, and they had ships patrolling Baja California and, you know, the Gulf of Mexico, that would be World War III. You know, we would attack them immediately. But when it's us doing it, you know, they're the aggressor. And that seems to be the narrative that the U.S. pushes these days. And the war hawks on both sides just go along with it.
Well, absolutely. And when anybody comes out and says, we don't want war with Russia, again, you get called a Russian agent. But then meanwhile, it's actually the Democrats that have been paid off by the Russians in many cases. So everything they accuse us of is the opposite. Almost 80% of Americans, as you know, in national polls, don't want a war with Russia or an escalation in conflict. Are they all on the Russian payroll? No, they're sick of this garbage.
They absolutely are sick of this garbage. My biggest concern is, you know, with them doing this is, It does seem like it's leading up to Biden has just an absolute crisis on his hands here with everything going on. And is
that was my next question. If you have the brakes, how do the globalists get out of this? Because they stole the election. They put in a geriatric corpse. He's got probably a 30% approval rating. We know they tried to prop him up. They claim 38%. I mean, what are they going to do?
Much less than that. Well, I think we're seeing what they're going to do. They've already got a blueprint. And it worked great last time. You unleash a virus, and then you can control the elections. They've got hammer and scorecard. We know that from back in the day. That worked pretty well for them. So I think right now what we're seeing with Russia is probably more to do with Biden's numbers than anything else. And that's, I mean,
I agree. This is their October surprise to trying to start a war with Russia, which is insane.
Yeah, exactly. And they've done it before, and it always seems to work. And a lot of us know that it's bogus, but it doesn't seem to make a difference. War is good for ratings. We've seen that throughout U.S. history. You know, whenever you're falling in the polls, just unleash a war. Work for Bush. You did a great job with that.
But this is Russia. This isn't Iraq. So imagine we'll all have really big ratings when the first nukes go off in Europe, and then we'll have 10 minutes of tens of millions tuning in before we die. That's called suicide journalism. I mean, it's just dumb.
Well, it is, but they're not thinking that far ahead. And they don't. We know, Alex, we know at this point, and they've demonstrated it. There's so many examples. They do not care about us. They do not care what happens to us. The less of us, the better. I mean, Bill Gates has come out and said that.
Exactly. That's what a famous Chinese communist leader said is, I don't care if you kill 50 million Chinese. We got too many. We'll be right back with Pearson Sharp. Stay with us.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of it, the ocean, is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3.
those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% offer, limited time.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in.
But when they think
when they're running down my country,
the very nation itself should be dissolved, they are enemies.
Side of me.
And that's why the globalists tell you, you're a Nazi.
The fight inside of me.
You're a Russian agent.
Running down.
You're all these preposterous things. Because they're the ones that are the globalists. They're the ones that are the outsiders. They are the people taking over. They are the usurpers. And I want to talk about communist China and Pelosi and the NBA owners endorsing the Uyghur genocide and the rest of it with our special guest here, Pearson Sharp of OAN. And he's here with us right now. But I wanted to hit some of the really big news. And before I hit the stories I want to get your take on, what do you think the big takeaway right now on this worldwide biomedical tyranny is? What do you think the biggest story is right now concerning all the huge developments?
Well, one thing, and it kind of leads into that. You mentioned, you know, the globalists wanting to dissolve our country, and that ties into the big biotech war that we're facing right now, is from the Bible, Ephesians 6:12. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that.
I am.
But it says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world.
And I think that's powers and principalities of the air.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Read that again. What the Bible's saying is there's evil entities manipulating humans above this and a fallen group on the planet that wants to lead us towards this. And people say, well, that's 2,000 years ago. It's now being fulfilled. Read that Ephesians quote again, please.
For our struggle is not against the flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And that just, that says it all. That says exactly what we're facing right now.
Alien attack. And we see the globalists operating like they're not human, like they just hate everything about humans. Transhumanism, what's your view on that?
Transhumanism, I'm not super familiar with that concept, Alex.
Well, that's basically the globalists say we've got to give up our humanity and that humans are failed. We've got to merge with machines.
Well, I mean, that makes perfect sense. They want to destroy everything that's human about us. And we see that in everything they're doing with the injections to dehumanizing us, keeping us at home, not allowed to talk to people, not allowed to see our family members in the hospitals who are dying. They want to destroy everything and erode everything that makes us human. They hate, you know, the nuclear family. I go home to my wife at night and we sit there with our daughter and you just, it sparks something inside of you. You just feel this warmth and this happiness and this contentment. And you know, this is what it's about. Your family, God, and being together. This is what it's about. And it feels good. And you know that that just drives them nuts. They hate that because everything they're doing is trying to destroy that feeling and that togetherness and that closeness, that family unit. They've been trying to destroy it since the 50s. You know, this is an ongoing war against what makes us human, and they're getting closer and closer to their end goal. But like you said before I came on, they're in panic mode right now because we are pushing back, and we're pushing back hard. And I don't think they expected it to go this way for them. They thought it was going to be a little bit easier. The thing that scares me, though, that worries me is we are pushing back, but the American people, you know, we're supposed to be the cowboys. We're supposed to be the rebels and the renegades and the revolutionaries. But throughout the last 2 years, we have just shown a shocking tolerance to this kind of oppression and this tyranny. And we just go along with it and bend over and accept what they're saying. And I didn't expect that. I thought we were going to have more of a backbone and push back. Now, we're not like New Zealand. We're not like England, you know, we haven't been pushed that far. I think the only reason that's happened is because we have guns and they don't. But they're doing everything they can to get rid of those as well. So
I totally agree with you. So why do you think they're suddenly claiming, okay, we're going to back off the mask, we're going to back off force injection for now? I think that's because they see that finally people see them and they push too far. They hope we go back to sleep.
They do. They absolutely do. They have pushed too far. But I wonder, what is going to be the sparking point? What is going to be the Boston Massacre of our generation? What is going to be the Flintstone that sets this off? And the other thing that worries me, and I'd like to get your take on this, is when we do push back, and we push back hard enough, I'm concerned that whether it's Biden or Kamala or whoever it is, someone in Washington is going to say, look, this is too much for us to handle. Hey, China, you want to help us out here? You're good at putting down riots and oppressing
people. Oh, that's why they've been getting used to. Oh, the UN's running our border. Oh, the UN's overseeing our police. That's a great question. How are they going to try to continue their control? Because an abuser doesn't give up. They just double down. Pearson, I would say that it's going to be a cyber attack that they launch themselves, that they blame on a Patriot group or somebody else or the Russians. I think blackouts is what they're going to do. If we really start winning and really start removing them peacefully, they're going to turn the power off.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, EMPs, whatever it takes, they're going to disable us so we can't fight back, and then there's going to be mass starvation. But back to my point, I'm legitimately concerned that it could be a very real possibility that we have an initially soft invasion from China, where Washington rolls out the welcome mat, and we have Chinese peacekeepers coming over and filling our streets, to a hard invasion where there is no rebellion against Washington anymore, but we're just fighting an outright war against China on our own doorstep.
Well, that's right, and no one would believe that would happen, but the left is like, do not fight the Chinese peacekeepers or you're a racist. And that's basically it. They're going to try to, like, trick black folks and others to, quote, join the CHICOMs and the UN. It would be CHICOM, which already makes up two-thirds of the UN peacekeeping force. It'd be CHICOMs under the UN helmet. But it would be majority Chinese troops, yeah.
One thing I've been thinking about this, and it worries me, and I wanted to get your opinion on this, too. Where we're at now, how bad things have gotten, do you think that we can have... Can we recover from where we are? Can we have a peaceful recovery from where we are? Because everything I'm seeing, it looks like the democratic process has failed. Negotiations have failed. And I hate to think that a revolution is the only answer, but I don't see these people ever giving up power.
Well, I'll tell you why. It's because the George Soroses and the British royalty and the rest of them, they feel insulated and protected. They feel like the public doesn't know how they fund Bilderberg or Davos. They feel like when Prince Charles says we need a global military action against the humans to save the earth, and we need more money than all the money in the earth to bring in the new Green Deal, which is depopulation, he thinks when he goes and speaks at a UN meeting, no one's paying attention to that. But instead of 1% knowing about it 20 years ago, maybe 20% know now. Well, 20% can wake up 40%, can wake up 60%. So it may take, let me show people a graph right here, just out of my mind. You know, let's say this is 1990, okay? And 1% are awake. And then let's move to 2022. So let's say 1% are awake here. And then it goes up and suddenly it's 20%. In 2021, 2022, it's maybe 30%. This is what scares them, because once awakenings hit, they go parabolic. Okay, so it's exponential. So we're basically right here. They know that, okay, they got 25, 30% right now. What are we going to do? And that's why they're starting wars and getting us ready, because they want to try to shut that off no matter what. And the question is, can we educate people enough to understand, to let the globalists know you're not going to get away with this, just give in to the revolution, give in to the new renaissance. That's the point we're at right there.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And one of the terrifying things, you mentioned this, I think, the other day on your show, we've got 55 federal agencies who are now tracking people who are objecting these vaccines. They were putting in religious objections and stuff like that. They're tracking these people. The DHS has a list. They're tracking people. The Department of the Treasury actually will track and maintain information about religious beliefs.
And that's right. Unprecedented. Pearson Sharp of OAN, stay there. Let's come right back and talk about this key issue.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Second with him. I really appreciate him joining us today. Must watch Wednesday broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Pfizer warns shareholders to brace for unfavorable clinical safety data. Meanwhile, the CDC has announced that it's set to release new guidance saying don't take shots too close. Together, they can cause blood clots or heart attacks, myocarditis, and death. Pearson Sharp, you got cut off by the break. You were getting into some really important areas concerning all this medical tyranny. What was that point you wanted to hit that I'm going to ask you about these new stories?
Well, we just found out a couple days ago that there are 55 federal agencies, including five cabinet-level agencies, who are now tracking Americans and employees, specifically of them, the Treasury Department, even the military, tracking employees who have objections to the vaccine, who apply for an exemption or something, who don't want to get it. They're tracking these people. And you better believe they're watching them closely. They're basically, what this is curating a list of enemies of the state. And what's terrifying is that we've seen this before. All of this has happened before. In 1930s Germany, IBM created a database of Jewish people in Europe, which really greatly facilitated the Nazi Germany government going after the Jews in their country. And now I feel like that's what we're seeing here. They're going after red-blooded Americans who are standing up for their country and don't want to be a part of this genocide. They're tracking them. And we know where this leads.
Well, that's right. This is all, if you had a list of like 100 things that tyrants would do, and like Hitler did 60, and Stalin did 50, and Mao did 75, you know, they've done like 100. They're going down everything a tyrant would do, and they're checking the box off. tracker chips in all the cars by law, just completely insane. What do you make of the new story that broke just last night? It's on Infowars.com. Zero Hedge has it. Pfizer quietly adds language warning that unfavorable preclinical, clinical, or safety data may impact business off all those documents federal courts order them to release. That, to me, is a huge story.
Well, it is a huge story, and we know that they tried with the FDA to delay that, first by 55 years, delay their safety data, then by 75 years. They tried to prevent this information from getting out to the public. Almost the year 2100, we'd be finding out what happened long after all the people involved were dead or, you know, couldn't be arrested anymore. So they are terrified of what's going to get out, and they're hoping that we don't figure it out in time where they can just figure out a way to blame it on something else. I don't know if you saw, they said that actually all these side effects that we're experiencing from the vaccine, it's all placebo. It's all in our head. It's not actually from the vaccine. We've just been reading right-wing conspiracy theories, and now we're suffering myocarditis because we've read those conspiracy theories.
Yeah, for those that don't know, the Daily Mail, the London Guardian, the Associated Press, they're all reporting the heart attacks are exploding because of the fear of COVID and the lockdowns when, no, the inserts on the shots say it causes it.
Right, exactly. The FDA knows that they put warning labels on it. Moderna put warning labels on it. Pfizer's admit it. We all know that this causes heart failures. We're seeing a 500% increase in deaths from athletes, from soccer players, just dropping dead on the field from 1 year ago. I mean, what kind of smooth brain inbred do you have to be to not see what's actually happening here?
And that goes back to them now suddenly saying, okay, we don't have to wear the mask. Okay, no forced inoculations. But then they actually move forward with the same policy. So they tell us we're winning to make us go to sleep, but they're not stopping. It's crazy.
Oh, they'll never back down. And that's what worries me, is what we're going to have to do to get them to back down. I mentioned earlier I wanted to talk about China. I lived there for a year.
Yes, let's talk about China. In fact, I had that here, the Olympics and all the dystopic images of power plants and what looks like nuclear smokestacks behind people. And then the food they're feeding people is literally worse than Supermax prison stuff. What's going on here?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's China. Astonishingly, China is the end goal for the globalists. They want everything to be like that, where everyone is just totally controlled and cowed into submission. When I was over there, I was a teacher at Xuchang University, which is in central China, about 12 hours west of Beijing. And it was a town of about 4 million people, which is considered small over there. And my students were really nice. But I have never met a more indoctrinated group of people in my life. And it was everybody. Everybody you would run into was just, it's difficult to explain to someone in the West the difference in behavior between a Chinese national and an American. And this is a total cultural thing before anyone jumps to racism, because you talk to people from Hong Kong and it's night and day. They're like Americans. You talk to people from Taiwan, they're like Americans. They understand what freedom is. But
this
people
is,
in mainland
this is
China,
three generations under communism and they're like Martians.
Yeah, they are. They absolutely are like Martians. They are totally obedient. They don't question anything. And they have a concept over there called saving face, where you know the person you're talking to is lying. They know you know that they're lying, but you both continue with it because you want to preserve face. And that interaction happens in everything that you do. People will, I was teaching my students, and I saw one student cheating off another, and I called him on it. Like, I'm sitting there watching him. He said, no, I'm not. I can see you doing it right there. No, I'm not.
So all they do is just gaslight and just go along. That's why they have so many disasters, so many plants melt down, because no one will tell anybody they're wrong.
Exactly. Yep, it's endemic to their culture. And that, I'm afraid, is what's going to happen here. People are just going to buy what's being fed to them. My students all 100% believed that Taiwan was part of China. There was no debate about it. You would get fired from the school if you even questioned that. And that Tibet had always been part of China and looked at China as its loving mother. There was no invasion. They have always been part of China. In fact, they told me that the Great Wall of China was just built to show off China's ability to build grand structures. There was no Mongol invasion. That never happened. Genghis Khan was a friend of China. And they all just solidly believe this. It's incredible. It's an alternate reality.
So when you talk about brainwashing, you're saying That's why China's a globalist model. It's a brainwashed population that does whatever they want and goes against reality.
Yep, exactly. And you can see the hallmarks of what's happening there happening here. And that's what's very frightening. The censorship, the oppression. And our government, they're gaslighting as well. The DHS just released a statement where they said, we are very concerned about the lack of freedom of speech happening in China right now. And we think it's just terrible what the Chinese government is doing to their citizens and not allowing them to have free speech.
Well, they do everything they can to shut us down here.
To shut us down, to shut you down, to shut OAN down. I mean, we've had people, this is what's terrifying. OAN has actually had people in Congress, politicians who are sworn to uphold the Constitution, write to AT&T and say, we need to get you off the air. Like, they're just spreading misinformation. To be as a society, when you get to that point, when free speech is no longer sacred, it's terrifying.
Well, that was my next question. What do you make of one of the big NBA owners saying, I don't even care about the Uyghurs, I don't care about death camps, and the attempts to take OAN off the air? What's your view on that?
Well, it's more of the same. I mean, it's not surprising at all. Like I said before, we know they don't care about us. They have their agenda. They have their ivory towers. The secret behind every Democrat is they want to be an aristocrat. They want to create a new monarchy where they are the elite and everybody else is a peasant. And so, you know, once they're there, they don't care. They don't care about what happens to us at all. So, of course, they don't care about the Uyghurs. It doesn't affect them. It doesn't matter. They don't care what happens to any of us. It could be Americans that that's happening to, and as long as it doesn't affect them, you know, it doesn't.
Well, that's right. I've had meetings with globalists off record, and they go, look, you're an elite. You know all this. Join us. Screw the general public. And they literally think I'm attacking the aristocrats, the aristocracy, because I want to be them. No, I want a renaissance. I want to empower humanity. I don't get off on ripping people off and screwing them over. And then they see me as a weak chump. But overall, what they create is a nightmare civilization.
Yeah, they do. And that's the end goal. It is literally going to look like 1984. That's their instruction manual. And we have to fight back. We have to stand up. And like I said, I don't know where the powder keg moment is going to be, but they've stretched us so far. They've pushed us so far. Rubber band's got to snap. We can't go much further than this.
That's right. Well, I think they plan it to snap back and cause a giant revolution to collapse in society. We don't want that to happen either. That's why we've got to be as wise as serpents and peaceful as doves. Pearson Sharp, very impressed with what you do. At Pearson Sharp on Getter and Twitter. Thank you so much. Please come back anytime you want. If OAN will let you, we'd love you to guest host sometime. We'd love you to come to Austin. We love OAN. Everybody should watch it. They should share it. And word of mouth, just like they do InfoWars. Thank you so much for all your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alex. Truth tellers are few and far between, so we all appreciate what you're doing.
Appreciate you. Well, Pearson Sharp is awesome, and you can find him on OAN, and if he's getting taken off satellite and different systems, well, go find it yourself online at the OAN website and share it, because you can override that tyranny. They're taking it down because it was exploding, and they can't stand that. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with hour number three, with a whistleblower from Australia, from Inside Pfizer. Stay with us.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.